This is All About Home Construction, and here's your hosts, Terry Canelbeck and Randy Blake.
That's right. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Doing pretty good.
That's good.
It's all
good,
but the rain.
Good Saturday morning. You know.
I guess it's going to rain again.
That's pretty much in the forecast the rest of the week. Of course, Independence Day coming up this week, too, so happy Independence Week. We're just going to celebrate it all week, Randy.
Yep.
That's it. It's worth celebrating, too, right?
Yes, it is.
That's right.
For our freedom.
That's it. No, we do appreciate that, and that's why we have a radio show. I mean, if it wasn't for that, we wouldn't be able to. We'd be working in some, standing in some bread line, probably.
That's right.
So we do appreciate that and appreciate what all those have went into that and has made sure we kept it that way. Independence Day week, Randy, and for me, it's a big working vacation week.
Yep, that's what you said. You're going to Denton.
That's right.
To the old Threshers reunion.
Old Threshers reunion. We set up there every year. It's been, Ricky, my partner's been, he's my uncle. He's actually been there for, 10 years, 12 years maybe. I've been there for the last 6 or 7 myself.
So I've always wanted to go.
It's cool. It's if you like antique stuff, tractors and engines and things like that, that's where you need to go. That's all week. It's actually the 2nd through the 6th this year.
Do they have any steam stuff there?
Lots of steam stuff. And we're saying this, we're talking about setting up the sawmills that I sell. But we set up right next to the steam tractors, basically, where they park them there. And every year they've kind of got a couple different ones they bring in. They work with another farm or company or somewhere, or not company, but organization that has some other tractors. So the last 2 years they've brought in a different tractor, the ones that I hadn't seen before.
Some of them pretty good size, aren't they?
I was gonna say, they're
compared to tractors
huge,
today.
Yep. And what's funny is when they talk about it and they rate the horsepower on it, and it seems like a low horsepower, but after talking to these guys, that's like actual horsepower. That's not the way they measure it today.
No, it's not. I remember when I was a kid up in Ohio, there was an Amish farmer had one, and that tractor looked like it was 18 foot long.
Yep.
And you could see they were burning coal in it.
Yep.
And you could see the coal smoke for miles.
That's it. Well, some of those wheels on those things, the big iron wheels, are taller than both of us.
Yeah, and then they had, some of the flywheel wheels, four or five foot across. So.
Yeah, but it's neat to see. Like I said, every year we go see and see something else, but...
Well, we've talked about myself over the show, about me being a general contractor and my business and what I do. So today's show's on Terry.
That's it. All about me.
Yeah, no. That's it. Yeah. His part of the
that's
business.
That's it. No, that's it. And, one of my biggest things that I have going on right now is the sawmills, Blue Ridge sawmills, of course, sawmills and equipment. And, my uncle, Ricky, lives up in Cana, Virginia, just above Mount Airy, for those that are not familiar with that area. Ricky, that's where I grew up, and Ricky's been selling these things for years and years. And actually, this show coming up this week is where I got my start in it, Randy. Kind of came in and was would help him out at the shows. He needed some extra labor, and it was me. And
you always get a nephew.
That's it. But, it turned into a lot of fun, and then I was actually looking into buying one for myself. Just use and just kind of, at the time I was still in college full time, and it's when I was working here a lot more. It was one of those things I thought, it'd be a good summer job.
Yeah.
Go in and saw for people. And we actually, I got in, thought, I'm just going to help him sell them. But then before that, I ended up getting in with another company. We sold a different brand and kind of went through that. And I thought, the Hudson, I was really sold on the Hudson line,
yeah.
Hudson Forest Equipment. And just the way they were, the saws were, the way they backed them up, the warranty and that kind of thing. It was just a really good product and a product I liked. And so I kind of went in with Ricky and we've been selling them since.
Well, I know for a couple years there you brought them to the home show.
Yep.
And for a couple years I brought logs just for you.
Yeah, that's right. We saw many.
Up for me. And golly, I can't, that last log you sawed for me was huge.
It was a big log. It was 33 inches, if I recall.
Yep.
34, something like that.
And that was squared on one side.
Yep.
And so these mills do a fantastic job. Matter of fact, we took that 2-inch white pine slab that we sawed off that log, and we made a bar top on it.
Okay.
And we put it in the barn, and it was under the metal roof, so no sunlight ever hit it, and it never did check.
Yep.
And but we took it down to my daughter's house in Greensboro, or my son did, and made a big bar.
Made a big table. Well, see, that's the thing. You know, Hudson Forest Equipment, they have about 10, 12 different models. It kind of depends on how you look at it. You know, there's different models, and then you have different options for most of those models, too. So there's pretty much a meal ready to suit your needs. Depends on what you want. We've sold these to everything, you know, from just common woodworkers that want to have a weekend hobby.
Yeah.
And, you know, sit up in their garage or whatever, all the way to a farmer, to contractors themselves. You know, and people, what are you going to use that for? Well, what do you use wood for? What do you use lumber for?
Well, over the years, we've used a lot of, not necessarily green lumber, but solid lumber,
right,
where we've taken and planed ourselves, mm-hmm, and used it for trim and stuff.
Right. Well, that's the thing. You can use it for trim. I mean, you can use basically every piece of stick on the house that, you know, and you may want to dry some of, you may not, but, you know, at some point you could use the same saw and make every piece in the house, all the way to your doors, you know, if you wanted to,
yeah,
to sit down and glue them together and piece them together. But every piece of wood in the house can be made with it.
Yes, it is.
And then you can turn right around and make that kitchen table.
Yep. But I'm seeing here in the catalog, like this little Oscar 121, mm-hmm, meal, and which I guess that's about the cheapest meal they got.
Well, we actually, Hudson has came out, and they're, one thing I like about this company is the way they listen to their customers,
yeah,
and their dealers too, and kind of, you know, what do they need. And as we all know, with the recent economy, how things have kind of changed and kind of dropped down, and just people didn't have the money like they used to, the,
yeah,
extra money. So Hudson kind of responded to that and came out with what they call the Homesteader series, the HFE series. And the Homesteader series is basically the same saws. They run the same kind of blade. All of our blades for all the saws are the same blade. It's just a matter of size, length, you know.
Yeah.
So it's basically the same saw, but it's just got a little bit smaller engine on it. The design, they've kind of cut out some of the framework. I mean, it's still a solid piece. You know, it's still a solid saw. That's not going to shake on you in the cut and that kind of thing.
Well, I'm just saying that it, sat flat on the ground instead of
right
on a carriage.
Exactly, and that's the thing. You know, they went with this ground, and now that track is actually, that ground track is a bolt together track. So
yeah,
they kind of saved some of the labor on welding it together. But again, they're good saws. They're going to saw the same board that the others will, but they've kind of made them more of an economy saw.
Are they hard to level and set up and stuff like that?
Well, just like anything, it kind of depends on where you're setting it up. Now, obviously, if you're going to set it up on a concrete floor, it's going to be pretty much level, and you're going to go right to it. If you set up on the side of a hill, you're going to have, yeah, some more work. That's the thing. But these, you know, the Homesteader mills, again, all the mills are portable. You just take the track apart and go home. But the Homesteader mills are more of the economy mills, and again, they're going to cut the same saw, but they're able to keep the price down, starting at $27.99.